This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, a great time to call me and tell me about whatever it is that's on your mind. I don't know, around here the weather has sort of decided that it's clearly after Labor Day. It's dropped like 20 degrees and rainy. And
same here, too. It's been kind of gloomy the last couple of days. I think it's 65 degrees right now here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it's yesterday was like 93 or something. I think we broke a record on Monday. I'm really ready. I know you love summer. I like fall.
I actually kind of like spring more than summer because summer gets a little too hot. I kind of like spring where it's the weather's kind of in the
temperate.
Mid-70s.
Yeah, that's it. I love 70 and, yep. And sunny.
75.
Today, in 1936, the first World Individual Motorcycle Speedway. Are you a speed guy?
Not really. I'm not really into racing. I mean, NASCAR, I kind of pay attention to NASCAR during, like, the Daytona 500 and whatnot, but usually not really into race.
Yeah, I'm a speed girl. It's one of the reasons I don't own a car. I could probably afford the car, but probably not the tickets. So, yeah, this was in London at Wembley Stadium. Yeah, I mean, I was going to take the Bonder on school driving school, and I was going to do I convinced the TV station that I could do a thing about women drivers, and then I got transferred to New York, so I didn't do it. Probably just as well.
They use Wembley Stadium for a lot of things over in London.
Yep, they do soccer.
Yeah, the NFL usually has two regular season games over there every year now. So.
Yep. Mm. Gunsmoke. Did you ever see Gunsmoke? It started in 1955.
I shouldn't say I remember when it was out, but I
think they had it on Netflix,
They have like the cable channels. They have like the old TV Land or something.
Miss Kitty.
On there sometimes, yeah.
It was the second Western TV series written for adults. You know what the first one was? You probably peeked. Don't peek. You know what the first one was?
I'm trying to guess it wasn't Bonanza, was it?
No, that came after. It was the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, okay.
Yeah, Kemosabe. The joke I can remember was that when I was a kid was that Tano killed the Lone Ranger because he found out Kemosabe meant knucklehead. That's like second grade humor. The Shadow. Remember The Shadow? Who knows what evil lurks in? And that was a radio thing, which I really didn't know as a kid, but it turns out the radio station I worked for in New York carried The Shadow in the same building. In fact, I was at the theater a couple nights ago, which I will try and get to and review for it today. And I ran into a guy who'd been shopping at a flea market, and he had a New York directory for the radio stations in New York in the 1940s, I think, 1944 or something. And the station I worked for WOR, has been in that building for 75 years. So, I mean, it really was kind of a haunted place where, you know, all these great, Arthur Godfrey, I guess, was there at one point, although I think he was for CBS at one point, but the Shadow was out of there.
The Shadow, didn't they turned that into a movie, didn't they, with Alec Baldwin back in the 90s?
Well, yeah, 90s, and before that, I think they did it with, I don't know if it's Basil Rathbone or somebody, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men. And the joke was, the Shadow do. But that was, I mean, terrible jokes. All right, in 1960, the Summer Olympics in Rome, Abibi Bakila became the first sub-Saharan African to win a gold medal, winning the marathon in bare feet. I didn't see it, but I knew about it. Bare feet. In 1972, the United States suffers its first loss of an international basketball game in a disputed match against the Soviet Union at the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany. We're not terrifically good losers, which, I mean, you know, somebody, who was it, I think, was it Vince Lombardi said, show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser? He was not in favor of that particularly.
Well, and that particular story, 72 Olympics, to this day, the members of that U.S. basketball team will not accept. They have not accepted their silver medals for that.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. They were. I just saw a movie about Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky, which comes out I think in the next couple of weeks, called Pawn Sacrifice, with Tobey Maguire playing Bobby Fischer and Liev Schreiber playing Boris Spassky. And how, you know, I think it's hard to imagine today what the competition between the U.S. and the Soviet Union really felt like in the 60s. That it was not political. It was emotional. It's, they're going to try and kill us, and we're going to try and kill them. And in every sports venue, whether it was not so much tennis, but certainly hockey, basketball, and chess of all things, because the Soviets were the undisputed masters. And for this kid from Brooklyn to take them on, it's a very interesting story. Bobby Fischer is a very sad story, but it's an interesting movie. In 2001, Charles Ingram cheats his way into winning £1 million on a British version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I mean, somehow people in infamy live much longer than they do if you're just famous, right? If you really want to be remembered, do something terrible. In 1914, the first Invictus Games took place at Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in London. So there you go. So let us go back, speaking of living in infamy. The dentist who shot Cecil the Lion, has resumed his practice just in Minnesota, just outside. Is it Brookfield?
Bloomington.
Bloomington.
Yep.
Bloomington.
Just south of Minneapolis.
Yeah. I think of it as Minneapolis, and then I think of Bloomington as Indiana, which, of course, it is as well.
And Bloomington's right. Also where the Mall of America is.
Aha. Well, maybe that's a good place to be a dentist. Kids go and eat all those jawbreakers and then come to the dentist. Right? How smarter is that? All right, let's see. So we had... So we've had about the people that have responded so far. Basically, the sense is, well, if I knew him before, and if he takes my insurance, and so there doesn't seem to be a huge kind of whiplash or a spitting contest, I suppose, if we're going to use a metaphor.
Well, Dale says, absolutely not. Just because something is legal doesn't mean it's ethical.
Good point. So you're saying you would not go... Now, what if you already... I guess we can't ask him because it's an email, but it sounds like he feels strongly about it.
Yeah. Karen says, can't believe so many would consider this man a human being, let alone consider him for your dentist.
Well, we understand. Tell us what you really think, honey. I mean, you know, I hate this wishy-washiness. All right, keep going.
Cindy says, no way. Support a coward who pays to shoot an animal for sport.
Yeah, my father-in-law was absolutely a hunter, and I know an awful lot of people who are, and we'll talk about thinning the herd, and it's, but this is trophy shooting, first of all. It seems to me if you're really trying to do it as a sport, that you do with like a bow and arrow or something, because you figure that, I mean, a shot, any kind of gun, you've got such a huge advantage, and you can get in your Jeep and go away. And the lion, at least, I mean, if you're really doing it as a sport to show a manly aura, then I think you do it in a way that puts you on, if not exactly a sort of a level playing Sahara, that you at least do it on some level that gives the lion some kind of chance. I mean, I don't know. The issue for me is, I mean, I'm not crazy about hunting, so... Keep going.
Nancy says, okay, these comments are driving me crazy. He's not the devil for what he did. It's an animal. Yes, I love animals, but they are not more important than humans. We seem to have a major problem with people understanding this. If it wasn't him that shot the lion, it would be another poacher who lives right here in the country. I don't agree with killing animals for sport, but I do agree with hunting for food and keeping the population of certain animals down. Thank you so much for putting the perspective here for children being starved, beaten, and trafficked. Let's put a stop to human beings who are killed each day, and at our expense, calling it the women's right to choose. The terrible genocide called abortion. Again, humans are more important than animals, period.
I don't know how you guys could go from Okay. I mean, look, I think you've got an agenda. You've got an agenda. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You guys are a little shy today, a little quiet, just sort of sleeping in. Alright, it's alright with me. You can do what you need to do. Alright, 855-993-7569. Alright, we're talking about... Yeah, it's interesting to me that what you guys come up with. That's always one of the fun things about putting something up on Facebook, of what you'll come up with. And what we're looking at is the situation where the dentist went to Africa and shot Cecil the Lion. I know if it had been, you know, a lion that nobody could identify by name, I don't know if would it have had the same impact. Because we
right.
go on safari all the time.
Yeah, well, and I think that's part of why it was such a big story, because Cecil was the, you know, he was
the Lion King.
Yeah, he was the prominent lion. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, so I guess the moral of the story is that if you're going to go hunting, that you should probably pick an animal that nobody has anthropomorphized, you know, does not have a name. Although, I don't know, I'm being somewhat tongue in cheek, but somewhat not. All right. But maybe that's why he chose this one. I don't know. I mean, we don't really know what his motives are, except, that he whatever he thought he was paying for that, the privilege, I think it was like $50,000 or something, wasn't it? Serious amount
something
of money.
Like that, yeah.
Which I guess means he's a pretty prominent dentist. If you can sort of toss $50,000 on the table to go to Africa, and that presumably doesn't include the plane fare and the hotel reservations and the malaria shots and whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just going for the teeth. I don't know. I'm being silly. All right, let's see what. So the question is, would you go to this dentist? And the answers are all over the real estate. Let's see what else we got here.
Chandra says, yes, of course. He did not do anything different than hundreds of people do every single day. I'm not condoning the killing of animals, but either they, as in all, are important or they're not. He did not do anything illegal to his knowledge. He is not the only trophy hunter in the world. It also has no bearing on his ability to do his job either.
Okay, so she's saying, yeah. Well, and these are points. Again, if you pick an animal that doesn't have any particular credibility or celebrity, maybe you're going to get less of a hassle. Again, for that $50,000, hopefully part of it goes to native population. So, and this is how they survive. So things are, you know, we like to think of things as black and white. Do you see that there's an article that maybe we'll get to after this, which I think is vaguely related, although not exactly the same, about the revenues at SeaWorld are down like 84% after the, you know, the documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. David says, if he was in my area and took my insurance, of course, but who really cares?
Well, he does, right? I mean, and his family probably does, and his hygienist does, and his office manager does, so.
Sabin says, it would be difficult for me. I would be thinking of Cecil and want to do bodily harm.
Well, then I don't think you should go to that dentist.
Probably not.
And hopefully he doesn't have, like, the head mounted in the waiting room. I don't think he'd do that, do you?
Yeah, that would be...
That's asking for trouble.
That's just prodding the needle right there.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I mean, even if Cecil has got great teeth, I don't know that makes any sense. I wouldn't do that if he's asking my advice, which he's probably not.
Corey says, I agree with David. If he was accessible to me, then yes. What he does for sport, as long as it's legal, is his business.
Well, as somebody pointed out, the difference between legal and moral, and I guess it depends where where you stand on that particular issue. So, okay.
Christine says, no, I wouldn't want to contribute financially to him nor his hobby. I feel badly for the patients who unknowingly did, because I wouldn't want that on my conscience. It's tragic and sad.
Well, supposedly, according to him, although what are you going to say? I'm coming back to work because I have rent that's due and I have a wife that wants some jewelry. I mean, so he's saying, well, people want him that his clients want him back. I don't know.
He must be a hell of a dentist. I mean,
well, $50,000 is a lot to drop on a trip to Africa. Or it would be for me, at least. I mean, that's a lot of disposable income, and presumably the cost itself of the trip was a great deal more than that. So,
yeah. Robert says, well, number one, obviously he doesn't need my money, and to throw it away in such a selfish way, why not give it to someone who may have a good purpose for it? Number two, could you really trust yourself or your kids to someone that would leave a living being suffering for 2 days and go about his business, then only end the suffering because it meant that he could get what he wanted?
Do we know that part of the story?
I don't remember hearing that part of the story. But
I don't know that I did either.
Hmm.
I suppose we could Google it. I don't remember that part of the story. I just remember that he shot it and that there was an outcry and that people were picketing his office. And maybe we have to research that a bit more, because that's the first person who's actually mentioned it.
Mark says, no, because I oppose hunting and do not support hunters in any way.
Okay.
And Bridget kind of says the same thing. She says, no, I do not support his behavior in any way. Amy says, absolutely not. Here's one from Margaret. Margaret says, if I was already his patient and liked him as a dentist, I suppose I wouldn't stop going, because who knows because who knows his big all wrong down, not witnessing in person. But if I were choosing a new dentist, probably not, because I wouldn't have a good feeling about him. And there are plenty of good dentists to go around.
That's a good point. I mean, I think the publicity, presumably, I don't know. And no one has said, yeah, I go to him because I'm a hunter and I think that hunters get a bad rap. So that would be interesting if somebody who would seek him out because they felt he was like-minded. No one has said that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that isn't. I mean, in some ways, in a bizarre way, it has to do a little bit with what we talked about yesterday, which is picking political candidates based on affinity. And do you pick the other professionals in your life? Do you pick your hairdresser or your barber or your chiropractor or your physician or your dentist on the basis of like-mindedness, of sharing political beliefs or worldviews?
Yeah.
And I don't know that we do. I think part of it is we probably don't. When I'm interviewing a doctor, I don't ask who he votes for. Sometimes I'll look at the stuff on his wall to see where he graduated from school. But it doesn't say at what level he graduated from school. And you have to remember, half of all doctors graduated in the bottom half of their class. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's an interesting notion. Are we going to start doing that? Are we going to? And I suppose with the internet, in theory, you could find it out. Although when I look up my dentist or my I had a foot problem, it doesn't say who they voted for. And I don't think I'm going to ask if somebody's got a scalpel in their hand. I don't even ask my hairdresser because they've got, for the same reason, they've got scissors in their hand. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this is one of those beware stories. It turns out there is an Android app that has held people to ransom, was found by a security firm called Xscaler. Adult player appears to offer pornography, but secretly took pictures of users with the phone's front-facing camera.
Wow.
It gets worse. It then locked the user's device and displayed a demand for $500, which is £330, which was difficult to bypass. One security expert told the BBC that ransomware was a lucrative and growing area of cybercrime. Did you know about this? I just
know.
Knew about the cheating website.
Yeah.
That said, you know, we're going to tell your wife unless you send us money. Apps which demand money from people with a threat to release private information or wipe a device are known as ransomware. In August, Intel Security said examples of ransomware had increased 127% since 2014, primarily affecting desktop computers and laptops. Well, that's a comfort. One of the reasons for the increase is it's very easy to make, said the chief technology officer for Intel Security in Europe. There are people you can pay to do the work for you, and it pays really well. One group we tracked made more than $75,000 in 10 weeks. Apps like this rely on the embarrassment factor. If you don't pay, your reputation's on the line. Adult Player was the second example of pornography-focused ransomware. The app was not available from vetted storefronts such as Google Play, but could be installed directly from a web page. I don't install anything directly from web pages, do you?
No.
No, don't do this. The app's ransom message kept the phone screen switched on at all times and reappeared if the handset was restarted. Ransomware is more prevalent on computers than phones, but this could be the start of a trend.
Oh, good.
You can stay safe with some basic common sense. Some ransomware threatens to delete your photos, videos, and documents, so back up your data. Then if you're targeted, you can wipe out your system and start over. Only download apps from the proper Google Play Store. And if you receive an app download link and email, don't click it. That's true. Adult players should reboot their handset into a safe mode. The exact method varies between handset manufacturers. Safe mode loads the operating system without running any third-party apps, allowing people to delete malicious software. There you go.
Mm.
So, all right. So, one of my favorite statistics is, and it's a 20-year-old statistic, but my guess is that if it's changed, it's increased, not decreased, is the, because I've been reviewing movies and DVDs for so long, and at one point, I think I've asked you the question before, do you know what the ratio of porn to non-porn DVDs was? These were rentals. This is before people actually bought DVDs.
I remember you asking me this, but I forgot what the number was.
It was 8-1.
Yeah.
Porn to non-porn. So the idea that somehow the Internet is responsible for porn is a little disingenuous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there weren't, presumably, if you rented a porn video, didn't necessarily take pictures of you and then distribute them for you. Woo-hoo. All right, so we actually have an email that had to do with this a little bit, right?
Yeah, we got an email from Patricia, and she says, Dr. Joy, what is your view on a spouse's use of porn and how to deal with it?
Okay, I used to get asked this a lot more than I do now, and I think the reason being that the way that especially men, and women look at porn as well, but I think for women that porn is quite often like romance novels, that we like softcore porn in general more than the hardcore dirty feet kind of thing. And I know those are generalities. But, all right, so here's the deal. This is one of those emails that really cries for a phone call. And I know it's a hard topic to talk about, so to speak. It's easier to be as anonymous as possible. But here's the deal. It depends on your sex life. If you want to have sex more than he does, then I think you have every right to be just furious. Because saying, look, why would you take the easy way out, literally, with porn as opposed to dealing with me, who's a life and blood, real person. If he wants to have sex more than you do, then porn may be a perfectly legitimate way for the two of you to have a good sex life where you're not feeling like you have to say yes all the time. And it fills in the blanks for when the two of you are having a perfectly good sex life, but he'd like to have more sex. And he may feel that he doesn't want to inflict sex on you. So, I mean, the two of you can certainly have a conversation about this, but it depends a lot on your sex life. If you're in a marriage where you don't want to have sex with them at all, hopefully that's not the case, then porn may be a way for the two of you to cohabit and to stay married and to love each other outside of the bedroom. And I think women tend to take porn pretty seriously. We say, well, that she is younger than I am, or she'll do things that I won't do, or you think she's prettier. And men will say, what? This has nothing to do with you. And they actually feel it. So, I mean, it's really one of those discrepancies between how men view porn in general and how women view porn. And, I mean, look, if you think about it, we do the same thing when we look at Robert Redford or Brad Pitt or something like that, guys feel legitimately threatened by it of, you know, I don't look like that or I don't have the six-pack abs, although men are so much more comfortable with their bodies than women are in general. So it depends on your sex life. And but I think saying it makes me uncomfortable when you're sneaking about it, but, I mean, he's not going to say, is it okay with you if I go into the bathroom right now or if I go down to the den or knock before you come in. The two of you, if you've got a perfectly good sex life, then what I would say to him is, look, if you want to look at, you know, Debbie Does Dallas or something. I'm sure no one looks at Debbie Does Dallas anymore because that is considered so tame compared to what's going on. Then do it, but just do it at a time where I'm not here. For example, if one partner travels a lot. And, I mean, you don't want to get in the position of him saying, well, it's either porn or at least it's not a real-life person. You don't want to get into threatening adultery. I mean, that's a really ridiculous emotional blackmail. But if your sex life is okay, then who cares about the porn? If your sex life is lousy, then I think you do care not so much about the porn, but you've got a lousy sex life, and the porn is just indicative of it, with probably the exceptions of kiddie porn and animal porn. And I think on that one, it's exploitive of living beings who can't say no. And so I think that's not okay. That's about power. That's not about sex or sexual satisfaction or sexual release. So you can see it's one of those things. I don't know very many women who think, oh, yeah, porn's great. The other possibility is seeing if there are things that the two of you can watch together that kind of float both of your boats. And whether that's, I'm trying to think, the movie that that I just reviewed, was it Sleeping with Other People, has got some pretty raunchy scenes, and it's also got some pretty raunchy dialogue in it. And, I mean, that's, you can't rent it yet. My guess is that that's going to be very popular on DVD. But you can certainly go to the movies and then rush to the parking lot or whatever you need to do. But it depends on what your sex life is. The porn is, as out of context, really is neither here nor there. It's really interesting that I was talking with somebody about a bachelor party, and that still in 2015, they're about half the world, I think, does bachelor parties where they invite both the bride and the groom, and so the bachelor parties are for couples. But the other half are still going to strip shows and that whole kind of naughty frat boy sex porn kind of thing. So, I mean, think about, there are probably some guilty pleasures that you have as well. The question is not, what do you do when you're apart? The question is, what do you do when you're together? So, at 855-99-37569. You know, the other thing that I should, what have I got here? A minute and a half?
About a minute 15, minute 20.
Let me see if I can quickly... You know what? I'm not going to do it that way. When we come back, I'll tell you about theater and DVDs, because I've delayed them long enough. So when we come back, I'll do it. But I don't think I can do both of them in a minute 15. And so then we'll get sort of halfway through. Not going to do that. All righty. So we talked about porn. We talked about the... you've not been hacked, though, right?
Hacked? Like an email hack or something?
Like, yeah, malware on your computer.
Oh, yeah, I've had that before, malware. Yeah. Just
okay.
Sometimes it's just a matter of clicking on the wrong thing, and then boom,
Well, and someone said to me, well,
system.
Exactly, they said, don't click on any from anybody that you don't know, and I said, you don't understand. You know, I have a talk show. And, I mean, certainly one of the mistakes, and I've tried to change it a bit, is having a... Well, at least I have my financial data on a completely different website than I have anything else.
Yeah.
But my email is not, I guess I'm pulling a Hillary, except I don't work for the State Department, and that my personal email and my radio email are really the same thing.
Well, sometimes too, if you're going on a web page and if you're naive enough, you might see something like, you know, this, click here to make your computer faster, and then you click on it, and then boom.
Yeah, and you're done.
Yeah.
Well, mine, the person who hacked me did, she's having a dinner party, so everybody is mad at me because I'm not having a dinner party and I wrecked their computer. It's just great. All right, when we come back, either phone call or DVDs and theater. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So I thought what I would do is quickly just catch us up on theater and DVDs, because we got kind of busy this week and didn't really have time to catch you up. I understand that most of the theater... this is, as much as it's kind of a dead time still for another couple of weeks, about theater and movies and DVDs. So it's you know, this is the time of year where people are distracted because school's starting and because For whatever reason, that Hollywood doesn't put out very much product right now. They will in the next couple of weeks. And the DVDs sort of reflect it, that this is just not, just before Christmas, a lot of really good DVDs come out for obvious reasons, because they're great stocking stuffers. But for right now, it's kind of a lull time. And the same thing for theater, that even though the theater that will probably win the Tony this year and will clean up was actually released fairly recently, was in the last couple of weeks, which is Hamilton. But it's the exception. It really is. So the likelihood of, and there's getting to be sort of things going into previews and stuff like that. So, all right. So we're getting there. But this is not the time of year where we have a whole lot of good stuff coming out. Right, and DVDs certainly reflect it. There are a couple of DVDs that come out. One is The Age of Adeline, which is interesting, of a woman who can't die. And it didn't do very well in the theaters, and I think the reason it didn't do terribly well is Blake Lively is pretty, but you don't. She is kind of Blake Deadly to a certain extent, I'm afraid, that she just doesn't. She didn't connect very well with people. The guys are kind of cute. But if you didn't see it before, it may be worth checking out. Checkmate has got Danny Glover in it. And I shouldn't probably tell you that, because Danny Glover everybody loves. And it is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. it's almost worth seeing because it's so bad. They have six stories that interweave. One is a guy who decides that his son needs a heart transplant and he can't afford it. Although that isn't what happens in the script. What happens in the script is there's no donor. He engages Sean Astin, who plays the same babyface priest that he always plays, except now he's an assassin. And apparently Danny Glover I can't figure out if he's God or the devil, and you really don't know, but there's a chess game that occurs. We've also got Michael Paré that you don't see very often in place. I mean, there's six stories, and they go back and forth so much you can't figure out exactly what's going on. And worst is, it's not that you don't care. It's that the thing, it's so badly written and it's so silly that, you may want to get it just because, if it's free or something, just because it's so silly and kind of stupid. But certainly don't do it thinking that I recommended it, because I do not. All right, a couple plays. As I said, I saw John, and my review is on the website. And as I said, I'm always conflicted. I mean, a lousy movie. The actors have already made their money. And did you see the statistics are out for? This has been one of the just huge movie years. I think the revenues are up like 10% or something. But 60% of the revenues are from either Fox or Disney. Is it Fox or Universal? It's one or the other. At any rate, two movie theaters are responsible for over half of all the revenues. I think it's Fox and Universal. So it's going to be an interesting year. All right. So John is a movie that, is a play that goes over 3 hours, like almost 3.5 hours. It's got Georgia Engel in it, whom you'll either love or not love. It's the idea of a woman who is running a bed and breakfast in Gettysburg in a rooming house that used to be a hotel. And Lois Smith plays her blind friend, and there are two young people who come to stay there over Christmas. And I thought it was interminable. There was not one identifiable human emotion. And people have liked the play. I didn't. So you're on your own about that one. And again, one of my conflicts is, do I badmouth things that I don't like? And somebody actually called up and said, look, if you're going to be a critic, you have to tell us what to stay away from as well as something to go. So John was not my cup of tea. As I said, I had a similar experience for about the same amount of time with similar themes, much more fun, with the Empire Travel Agency, which I will tell you more about. I'm just trying to track down if you can actually get tickets for it. But it was an immersive experience that dealt with some of the issues about betrayal and trust and history. And I just thought it was fascinating. And I'd already suffered through, anyway. Laugh It Up, Stare It Down is at the Cherry Lane Theater, which is one of my favorite venues because I've appeared there a bunch of times in talkbacks. I've actually appeared there on stage a couple of times. This one, And I want to tell you about this one. It's in three acts, one intermission. The whole thing runs 90 minutes. The acting is fine. It has Joe and Cleo, who are he picks her up by saying, "Why are you going so fast?" And she says, "What? I'm just gonna have a cup of coffee with you, and then we'll go for dinner, and then we'll walk around together, and sooner or later we'll start dating, and then we'll go to bed with each other, and then we'll get engaged, we'll get married, we'll have kids, and we'll cheat on each other, and we'll go on." And so they do the whole kind of what a relationship could be in the first literally 90 seconds of the play. And then the rest of the play, they actually act it out. It's brilliantly staged. They have their best friends and sort of assorted characters are played by two other people. And I have no complaint with the acting. I have no complaint with the set. The problem is we've seen all this before, number one. There's one scene in it that I thought was original, and I really thought that they should have pursued, which is that they go to Venice together after they've been married for some period of time. And she's propositioned, supposedly, by the gondolier. And then she discusses with her husband whether she should have an affair. And I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't think that's really how people behave, but at least it was an interesting kind of wrinkle on what's otherwise completely predictable. There's also a chandelier in this, which is the star of the show as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, there's nothing odious about it, and it's certainly half the time and half the price of John. I just would have liked a little bit more creativity in it, so I think I gave it 2.5, 3 stars. The acting is fine. The set's fine. It's just we've seen it all before. So, do we need to see it again? Kind of up to you. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Again, you can hear I have a bit of a difficulty bad-mouthing theater because a lot of the actors who are in the thing listen to the program, and so they can sort of turn on my program after acting all night and wake up and hear me bad-mouthing them. So, but as somebody said, if you're gonna review, then you have to tell us the good stuff and the bad stuff. But I at least don't spend a whole lot of time on the bad stuff. As I said, the movies this week, I think that the ones that you're going to have to read rather than listen to are far superior to any of the ones that you can actually watch. But good news is coming. There are some really interesting, the really good sort of hefty movies will probably not come out for about another month or two. But there's some at least interesting movies. There's one about Bobby Fischer coming out called, I'll tell you the joke about this. I grabbed some quick appetizers with a friend last night and then took her to a screening. And she didn't want to stay for the second one. But the appetizer that she liked the best was shrimp in this great sauce, in kind of a remoulade sauce. And the second movie was called Pawn Sacrifice, which is about the Bobby Fischer, Boris Spassky chess match. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Right now at drjoy.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.